On. Are they fighting or falling back in love?
¡Cállate la boca! Es que tú tienes menos cerebro que una... ¡Cow!
¿Cow?
¿Cow? The woman who is abandoning her country cannot remember the Spanish word for cow.
She slipped my mind.
Vaca. There's a taco truck parked outside my office. Well, it looks like you both have the same gym grade, but I do see here that neither of you have completed this semester's mile run.
We were at a debate tournament.
Which we won, thanks to me.
Oh, please. After a long-winded summation on euthanasia, people wanted to kill themselves.
Enough. We will do a makeup race.
And whoever wins gets to be valedictorian.
You're on.
This is crazy. Are we all so obsessed with being number one that we can't just celebrate this moment?
Yeah, I mean, it's the end of their senior year. They're both into great colleges. They should be off celebrating, playing hooky, going up to the lake house to go skinny dipping with their friend's older brother who's home from college.
Let's keep this general, Claire. Okay. The point is, these are two amazing kids. We should be celebrating them both.
Mm-hmm. We're not surprised you would think that.
Great. Wait, what?
Every parent wants to believe that their child can compete with Sanjay.
But Alex can compete with Sanjay. That's why we're here.
Sanjay was forming full sentences at 13 months.
Alex had a poem published in Highlights magazine when she was 5 years old.
It was called Mr. Lamb Buys a Ham, but really it was about the Holocaust. Mm.
When he was 16, Sanjay was the highest-ranked chess player in the state.
When Alex was 15, she discovered a mistake in her taxes. We owed a lot more money than I realized.
Yes, we're very impressed with how much Alex has been able to accomplish, given her background.